Penguin Random House Canada presents The Serpent's Fury, A Royal Guide to Monster Slaying, Book 3, by Kelly Armstrong. Read for you by Caitlin Driscoll. Chapter 1.
So tell me about the drop bears, my brother Reed says as we ride toward the Dunian Woods.
They're bears, Eleanor says, and they drop.
At a look from me, she throws up her hands.
Fine, they're marsupials. Happy? They still drop.
More like plummet, I say. Dive bomb, maybe? Drop implies a slower...
Stop, Rowan. Just because you're the royal monster hunter doesn't mean you need to be so particular about monsters.
I think the fact that I'm the royal monster hunter does mean I need to be particular. False information leads to
la la la,
she says, hands pressed to her ears. I turn to Reed. Just wait until a drop bear falls on us. Eleanor's dying words will be, that monster moved so much faster than I expected. Reed grins. In front of me, my jackalope's nose rises, twitching, as he scans the sky for marsupial monsters plummeting from the clouds. Dane rolls his eyes.
Trees, Jacko. They need trees to drop from, remember?
Plummet.
Yes, princess.
Another eye roll for me, and he spurs his horse to catch up with the other hunters ahead. The four of us are joking, keeping things light, trying to forget we're heading into the monster-filled Dunian Woods to deal with a drop bear-filled cabin. As for why there are drop bears in a cabin, the week before, they'd attacked us, and we'd lured them into the cabin to keep them contained until we could figure out what to do with them. We'd left food and water, as well as a couple of guards to ensure they survived their imprisonment. Drop bears never used to come this close to Tamriel. Given the choice between a single griffin and a swarm of drop bears, I'd rather face the former. Yes, a griffin is as big as a small house, with a beak that can snap a person in two. But drop bears only come in swarms, attacking at night with claws and fangs and a viciousness I haven't encountered in any other beast. Still, I never considered not joining this expedition. I am the royal monster hunter. Well, technically, I need to complete my trials first, but until then, I carry the ebony sword and do my duty. I'm also a princess. Mom's the queen, and Reed will succeed her on the ivory throne. That's how it works in our kingdom. The oldest child gets the throne, and the next one takes the sword. I'm 2 minutes older than Reed, but after my aunt died, killed by the griffin that injured Reed's leg, we switched roles, which is what we always wanted. Our kingdom is Tamriel, and it's separated from other kingdoms by the Dunian Woods and the mountains, both infested with monsters, just like the ocean along our other borders. That's why our clan, Clan Dacra, is in charge. We have a gift for monsters, and not just hunting them. I'm riding a Kefeldur, a carnivorous river horse, with a jackalope sitting in front of me. A Pegasus filly flies overhead. A warg, which is like a giant wolf, runs at my side. Reed rides our late aunt's unicorn, Courtois. There's another monster who is very much on my mind these days. Tierra, a young griffin I raised from birth. Last week, I left her in a griffin aerie with others her age. It was the right thing to do, but it still hurts so much. As happy as I am to have the monsters around, I'm thrilled to have so many of my favorite fellow humans on this mission.
Riding beside Reed is Alienor, daughter of the Clan Bellamy bandit warlord. She's also a healer in training who has declared she wants to be Tamriel's first monster doctor. And then there's Dane, who's training alongside me to be a hunter. As for grown-ups, we have our trainer, Wilmot, plus my guard, Kaelin, and 6 monster hunters, not to mention a few members of my father's clan, including my great-great-aunt, Yvaine. Her family had been tracking the drop bears when we found them, and we left a couple of her granddaughters to watch the cabin. That's a huge group for an expedition into the Dunian woods. Proof of just how dangerous drop bears can be. It's also large because Mom agreed to let Reed join us. All Tamriel's kings and queens must be fully trained monster hunters, so he argued that he should come along. He isn't allowed to actually get near the cabin, though. This is why I happily gave up the ivory throne to wield the ebony sword. One of these things is a whole lot more exciting than the other. We took the back roads through Tamriel. That's a must if we want to get anywhere fast. We're the country's prince and princess riding with an entourage of monsters. For local villagers, it's like the best parade ever. This trip isn't about meeting our subjects, though. It isn't even just about handling a cabin full of drop bears. It's about figuring out why the drop bears are here. What's bringing them and other monsters to our border? Wilmot and Yvaine mapped out a route to minimize our path through the woods. At the edge, we need to leave the horses and the equine monsters behind. The forest is too thick for them to pass through easily, and if we're attacked by predators, it's also too thick for them to defend themselves properly. We overnight there, and then 2 of the hunters remain with our mounts while we head into the forest. One problem with that is that equine monsters aren't horses, and we don't treat them as such. Courtois wears a saddle, but no bridle. I've been riding Doscatch, the Kefeldur, bareback. Monsters are never under our control, and they always stay with us by choice. Courtois has no interest in venturing into the woods and happily stays behind. The Pegasus filly, Seneva, takes off flying, doing as she pleases. Doscatch, though, insists on following me, and I have to ask him, very politely, to stay behind. When that fails, Courtois keeps him out by herding him away. Once inside the forest, we need to move quickly. It's a long hike to Drop Bear Cabin, and with the marsupials being nocturnal, it'll be easier to deal with them during the day. We're off at the crack of dawn, and we eat our midday meal as we walk, reaching our destination by mid-afternoon. That's where my adventure comes to a screeching halt. "Reed," Wilmot says as our hunters check their weapons. "You'll be staying here with Kaelin."
"What?"
Reed and I say in unison.
"Your mother said you could come as long as you didn't get within 100 feet of the cabin."
100 feet? I say. "I know he can't go to the cabin, but he can't even see it from here."
I sweep my hand across the view, which consists of trees, trees, and more trees.
"Reed and Kaelin will stay here and watch for stragglers," Wilmot says. "We'll surround the cabin and then close in on it. A couple of drop bears may escape."
"And run in this exact direction?"
Wilmot skewers me with a look, but I only shoot the same look back.
"Remember that time when we were little?" Reed says to me. "We wanted to help Janna and Dad drive off a pack of wargs, and they left us in the next town, standing on the insteps with our practice swords in case a warg came our way, while they chased them in the other direction."
He lifts his gaze to Wilmot's.
"I have no idea why this plan would remind me of that."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?